What a joy. This is Landon Scott Cromer. His parents, I had the pleasure of marrying them, officiating at their wedding. And what a blessing. And as we prayed over them and counseled with them, said one of the things that God was going to give them the privilege of doing, if He blessed them, was for children to come into the world with a daddy and a mama, and a Grammy Pammy too. So today, the scripture that we always quote at this time of dedication is from Luke 2:52, which says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with and man." And that is the blessing of the dedication that we pray over this child. And he's smiling at everybody now. And so if you'd like to come as we lay hands on him and set him apart for the Lord today, you come on. Now, Landon, I've got a brand new flask of oil that came from the Holy Land, came from Israel, and this is the first time I've used it. So we're going to, as we anoint you today and set you apart as unto the Lord and pray for your parents, we anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit today, and we pray God's blessing on you, and look forward to the day when you will receive Jesus Christ into your life so that you may give praise unto the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Would you pray with me right now as a congregation? Lord, I thank you for Jason and Nikki. I thank you for the blessing that they are to our lives. What a joy it is just to be around them and to know that your presence and your power is upon them and how you have been leading them. And Lord, how you led them together to make them one as a family. And now how you have brought this miracle into the world. This child, Landon Scott. Lord, we thank you for him. And God, I ask you to protect him, to guard his mind and his heart. May he be after you and you alone with his life. And Lord, all of the ways in which he comes to know about you, as he sees his mom and daddy. Lord, even when he was in his mother's womb, he was already feeling the presence of God. And I thank you for that. I ask you to protect him. I pray your blessings on his daddy. God, bless him as a man of God, to be the man you have called him to be. I pray for your strength upon his life. And Lord, upon Nikki, Lord, I thank you for, we've known her a long time. And I thank you for all the things that you have done in her life. And Lord, to see her now as a mommy, it is a beautiful thing. And we bless you. And bless Grammy Pammy too. And I know this is great joy for her today. We bless you and thank you, Lord. And it is in your name that we pray. Amen. Now, as is our custom, we have a little certificate for you here to commemorate this day. Place where y'all can sign. I've signed it. And a little Bible. Bless you, bud.
Bless you. Thanks, sir.
I love y'all.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Bless you, man. Bless you, Landon.
Bless you, too, brother.
Okay, now let's stand and greet one another.
told you, this wasn't of you to shut the door. We didn't want to be anywhere that you didn't want us to be. If it isn't of you, it's just a bunch of silly dancing, and that's not what we're here for. We're here to praise the name of Jesus, lift it up over Savannah, Georgia, knowing that you are going to do something mighty in our city, because we're going to be here to come and to put ourselves out here. And it may be worth looking foolish for your namesake, not for our namesake, not for our glory, not for us to have our face on a video that goes on YouTube, but for your namesake, Jesus. So purify our minds right this minute. Purify our hearts. We just want to be clean before you. We want to have your blessing. We proclaim safety and protection over this field that you've given us, this land that you've given us. We thank you for the opportunity to praise you. Jesus is the name that we're dancing. Amen.
Behind you'll see one mind. Once you know Jesus, the answer you'll find. really good. Things like your brother that follow your heart from his word to see the light. We have seen the light, a new life in his life. We give him the sight, the blue to new heights. The rest has become, the soul has come. They look into the sky, but that's where it was walked. The way out is up, 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 away. With Jesus, the things in the band of space.
Y'all be thinking about this question. Those of you that were there yesterday, what did God speak to you while you were there? What has He put on your heart as a result of yesterday? You've had a little time to think about it, and I wanted to give Terry first shot today to speak about this. So, come on. We want to hear what's in your heart. Come on.
Can I hear me is blubber.
That'd be fine.
I don't know if I can say anything without just blubbering. David was talking this morning about catching a glimpse of the Lord and not wanting to miss it, but just the emails I've gotten from all those people all night and just people saying that must be what heaven's going to be like and the overwhelming presence of love on that field. I mean, I'm going to live there forever in the presence of overwhelming love forever and ever, evermore. So that's all I have to say about that.
Don't go too far. Just sit right there. Because you may think of something else you want to say. Who else? Who else? I'm going to give you a chance. Now, there you go. Stand up, Jay.
What I got was that what we were doing there was strategic. It wasn't, it was on a military parlance. You know, you're looking at a theater level type thing, not a platoon sized or a company sized or a battalion sized. We were on a theater strategic thing there yesterday. I think that what God put on me, that was that what we did before God yesterday is going to be a strategic unlocking of another door to another. But it was out of obedience that we did it, but it was strategic, and that's a key to something else. So we need to be asking God what the next thing is.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What Angie. I thought, hey, I'm Angie. What just came to my mind is that last week we talked about not living in convenience. Well, other than being there for the Lord and for each other, it really wasn't ideal or convenient because we were there. And let me tell you, last night I was wore out, but I was the happiest wore out I had ever been. So, but the other thing that I wanted to say is when I was standing there, you know, I really have, you know, I may not have said it to you, but I have just been drawn to you and your faith with the Lord. And I want to be that way each and every day. You know, and that was when we were even on the sidelines, waiting to begin. Everyone was such filled with joy, and it didn't matter what we looked like. It didn't matter if you belonged with our church or what church. Or, you know, we saw people that I work with, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing here? And she was like, well, same thing that you're doing here. So anyway, it was just really uplifting. And then having that time to do it for God first. And then we got, you know, orderly and that still was fun. And then at the last dance, when everybody was called onto that field, it was just awesome. I mean, I was dancing by Kayla and my sister-in-law and my nephew, and it was just awesome. It was just awesome.
This is Mrs. Drabeck, mother of three boys.
How can you tell? I just wanted to remind us how Pastor has mentioned time and again that there's going to be a revival, a citywide revival in our city. And I think this is the beginning where we've had all our churches meet. And I think it's going to spread, and there's going to be more connections in our fellowship with other churches. This is the beginning, and it just will keep going, and we'll keep praying for more and more opportunities to get all our brothers and sisters in Christ out together like that again.
I've been praying since the beginning that we would not, the day would come and go, but we would, and we had fun, but that we would allow ourselves to, in the spirit realm, to realize what we did. As Jay said, that it was strategic, it was, we were fighting a battle up there that will open the way for souls to hear the gospel and to just receive the Spirit, even maybe without anyone telling them, but that they will receive the Spirit by the Spirit of God. And so don't let, you know, the excitement's over, but whenever you think of it, think of the heavens just being broken open. I kept thinking of angels dancing with us up in their spirit realm, pushing back the darkness in Savannah.
Yesterday I was a part of the registration team, and just having the opportunity to have the strangers just come up with no signs up as to what we're doing and asking, and seeing the strangers just see the joy and that it was contagious, and they just wanted to be a part of it. And people were asking, well, what time can we dance? And just seeing the excitement of that, and it was also given me an opportunity to see how we just recently talked about the spiritual gifts and watching all of those gifts come together, whether you were musically talented or you had coordination to dance, or Ms. Marge Thompson, who is not here, who kept several of the kids that were out there yesterday so that we could do what we needed to do without distractions. And it was just really nice watching the body of Christ just come together to be one body. And one lady came up to me and she said, oh, I'm a part of this church and I just really love this church. And I said, really? Part of your congregation is out there and we are one body. And so it was just really, really neat to see all of that come together. So
tell them who you met.
This is the mother of John and Teresa Bonifacio.
Well, we all know that God does little treats for us. And yesterday, in moving around, God placed me beside this family. And it turned out that the lady was from Hungary. And she had heard about us, and she had read it in the paper. And although she has enjoyed our country for 27 years, when she was there, it was a communist country, and you couldn't be a Christian. And it meant so much to her. And she was so full of love, and just could not wait to let her relatives in Hungary know what we had done. And my daughter explained it a little bit more to her, you know, how John had taken actually the resurrection dance from Hungary, and she was just overwhelmed, and we've made a friend of her, and she was interviewed. I don't know if they will be kind enough to put her on television or not, but we'll try to attract her to a few things, and maybe y'all can chat with her, because she's very friendly and has a great love of God, and she really, really appreciated what y'all did yesterday. She couldn't have been any happier if she had been dusty.
That's pretty happy. I had the happy dance up on the ladder. All right. Thank you.
As I was praying about this yesterday, right before there was a rehearsal going on, I was just lifting up a prayer, and I was praying for all the technical stuff, you know, that all the lighting and choreography and all that kind of stuff would be really bright, and God really kind of interrupted that prayer and said, you know, these things that most people would consider imperfections, I'm going to take those and use that, and that's going to be a lot of what is going to click, and then I'm going to draw people in. And he also was telling me that this really is going to transcend our efforts as a congregation and even as Savannah. I mean, this is going to take on a life of its own and really kind of transcend just the act that we did yesterday. It's going to become something much larger that God's going to take and, you know, exponentialize. So,
amen. Yeah. This is one of my former secretaries here. And she lived to tell about it.
That's right.
This is Ben.
I survived. I was blessed to be part of registration yesterday, and I had hoped to dance, and there were a lot of different mix-ups. I thought I was going to be out of town, so in the end I didn't, and I have to admit I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. But I am so glad now that I was on the outskirts. I also got to meet so many people, and talk to a lot of people and a lot of strangers and people walking their dogs and things like that. And as a lot of you know, talking is one of my favorite things to do. So, but what really struck me so much once all the practicing and dancing started was, and I commented to several people, was all of the colors, all the different shirts and the solid colors. And I just felt like I was seeing God's people. We don't know who, you know, where they were all from, what their story was, and it just really jumped out at me that this was a representation of God's world and His people. And that stayed with me all through the day and until last night. But then I started thinking about it in a different way, because a lot of you know my son Scott, he's 20. Well, when he was a little boy, we found out that he is severely colorblind, and don't anybody use that against him. So he's pretty savvy, but he has shown me a program where he can put a photograph that I can see the colors into a computer and then show what he sees. And for me, it was kind of heartbreaking that he sees the world in a very different way. It's much, much more blah. And God's colors in his world will affect my day and affect my emotions. And that doesn't happen to him. God gives him other things to see and to concentrate on, and it's made me really look at the world in a different way also. So I started thinking about the colors of everybody yesterday, and I thought, if Scott was there, he wouldn't have seen it the same way. And I felt like God had something there for everybody to see, whatever it was that they needed to see, and that he continues to do that, that he's going to reach you where you are. And so I just wanted to share that. But It was a true blessing to be on, like I said, on the outskirts and see the whole, and to hear the sounds coming out through the trees and affecting all of these people going by in tour buses and walking that, you know, stopped to find out what was going on. So.
Not yet.
Okay, you talked about that that we're fighting in the spiritual realm. Before we even got there, my sister was in a car wreck. Our daughter-in-law's battery died, so she couldn't get there as early as she wanted to. So we are fighting a spiritual battle. And Satan was trying to keep people from it yesterday, but thank God he didn't.
Amen. Amen.
I have to say that yesterday I had a very unique perspective, and that I was walking, I'm sure none of you saw me, I was walking in and out of the dancers, and the one thing that I saw that was consistent on every face was everybody was expressing a love and joy for Christ. They were there for Christ, not for them. And just to see people from all walks of life, all different backgrounds, worshiping together. It was, I had tears in my eyes the entire day while the dancers were there. And that's why I wore my sunglasses. I try to be a very tough person, but I'm not.
Mr. Teddy Bear.
I'm Dixie. It occurred to me that Father God must have been crying with tears of joy for the celebration of his love.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
When I was there yesterday, this phrase kept going through my mind: everybody's dancing like David. David, God did wonderful things for David, and he danced for joy. Some people smiled and cheered with him, while some weren't very happy, but it didn't matter. God was happy that day. So everybody was there dancing like David for God.
Amen.
And this is a message for you, Dusty. You ready?
I'm ready. I think.
The dance won't be over until you dance that dance in Africa, leading everybody.
Clement will send his Nigerian ambassadors here to ensure that.
Another thing that I noticed was after we were out there, we got to dance, some of the adrenaline had already been spent, and then it started getting difficult. It was hot, we were sweating, the kids were getting fidgety, and on, but we'd start the dance again, and you'd hear, not knowing where it's coming from, but this encouragement scream, this woo, you know, we can do it, this encouragement that energizes, that only you only hear it when things are difficult, when things are getting hard, and you're tired. But then that encouragement comes, and you get another rush, and you're able to do more. So that was awesome.
And who are you?
I don't know. I didn't get to really actively participate in this, except I think I was there Thursday evening. But the always true, and especially come to realize this morning, must be there are so many people asking themselves, who is this, these people are doing this for? That I think they're asking serious questions, that there's something these people have that I don't. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would lead them continue to search to come to find the truth that God, Son Jesus Christ.
Amen. No introduction. I'm just handing you the microphone. What's that about?
Of all the things that have been said, I was there and felt too. But yesterday morning, and I wanted to state it today just so that we remember that God is who orchestrated it down to the day it would be performed, that we hadn't talked about that at all today. Terry sent an email yesterday, and Dusty talked about it prior to, but that yesterday on the Jewish calendar was the Day of Atonement. And I got, after Terry's email, I thought I need to read about that some more this morning and just ask God what he really is saying with all that. And I read and remembered, it's things I was taught before but just had forgotten, that the Day of Atonement was the only day that the priest could go into the Holy of Holies to offer the sacrifices for the sins of the nation, for the sins of the nation of Israel. And that I got to thinking, gosh, why weren't we doing the other day, well, on Resurrection Sunday, why weren't we doing it on Easter? And that when they went before the city to try to figure out what day, we didn't ask for this day, we didn't plan this day, this was the only day that was available, and that God orchestrated that, that on the Day of Atonement, which on Resurrection Sunday is when Jesus made it where the high priest doesn't have to go into the Holy of Holies anymore, and that we have access to the Father, what David talked about this morning, that now through Jesus Christ we have access to the Father, and we danced with that yesterday, and just knowing that still yesterday Jews that they were fasting yesterday, that's what they do on the Day of Atonement, that they were fasting, and as they're fasting we're dancing, and I don't understand the connection of all of that, but there is significance.
I see that hand.
Thank you. Hey, for me, throughout the week, what I was praying more for was like a spirit of unity for this old city. And knowing we had 30 different congregations coming together, and it was pretty neat for me. When I got out there, I was in a different area the week before when we practiced. When I got chosen for something different, I was like, oh my gosh, where am I going to be? I was kind of worried about that. But then we started moving around, and I went from the very outskirts to right in the very middle. And I got to dance right in the very middle. And there were only two people around me that I knew. Ivy was right behind me, and a girl that I went to college with 15 years ago was right in front of me. And I didn't know anybody else, and it was so awesome for us together. Kids that, you know, I didn't know, nobody. It was just really an awesome experience to be around people that I didn't know other than having the connection of loving Christ. And that was the connection that brought us together. Some people were out of rhythm and out of sync, which normally would be a big problem for me because I'm really, you know, and I was like, God really said, they're here for me. Let that go. I don't care. It's the spirit of why they're out here. It's not that they're in tune or they're out here to praise me, and that's the most important part of it. And it was just awesome to see the unified, you know, part of our city together. It was just pretty cool.
Okay. One more. One. Oh, yes.
One thing that had really struck me, I think, more than anything was when I got a chance to get up on the ladder and see, it was only 13 feet tall, but to see everybody enjoying the presence of the Lord together, and that was really neat. I really wanted to get up in one of those bucket trucks, but that didn't happen. But the thing that came back again and again to me was I was thankful early on that how this kind of originated didn't stay focused on Joel or myself or Terry, that once it got past those kind of steps, the Lord just took it from there. And I thought about the disciples, how 12 disciples turned the world upside down by being obedient to what Christ had taught them and led them to do. And you looked around at how many people were involved for a day of celebration, and it was out of obedience of just a few in the beginning, and just how essential that is for each of us to remember that if we did something like that individually, each of us, that would just allow God to totally sweep over the city, over the state, over the nation, over the world. It's our level of obedience that we have that
that brings people to Christ, brings people to the Father. And so just remember that it, a handful of people back with Christ changed the world, and you saw how it worked just yesterday. Beautiful thing.
It was 61 churches that we know of were represented.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't stay quiet if you give me the mic back, but just piggybacking on what John, because I was thinking about those 61 churches today that are now, you know, the people that experienced what we experienced yesterday are going back to 61 different churches, so excited today. I mean, we're really getting to celebrate it because so many of us were there. But those people, I pray for those people, and I pray for those churches to be revived, to be filled again afresh. And I thought, you know, see, I'm standing on the sprained ankle as I'm just standing here, because I believe it's healed. And I feel like finally yesterday, as somebody was down on their knees praying for my ankle, and she looked up, and that was the face of Christ. I mean, she looked up, and she was just radiant. And her eyes were so clear and so blue and just so full of love as she believed for me that ankle was healed. And the thought occurred to me is the bride of Christ had a sprained ankle and couldn't dance until yesterday. And she experienced a healing of some level. And so I just pray for those churches all around the city today. And, that those people going back, we'll pray for them, because it might not be an easy thing for them to put into words what they experienced. And they might, I don't know. Might be difficult. So. Sorry, Dusty. One other thing. I thought if I could live every part of my life the way John said, in obedience, because we didn't know what was coming at any point. He just kept saying one thing. And I go, but what about? He'd go, no, today I want you to do. And I'd say, oh, well, how are we going to find video people? And he'd say, today I want you to do this. And I thought, we could live it, if I can live that kind of obedience, to know that he is so faithful, just for today I wouldn't have to worry about what's coming tomorrow and be free to dance and not be labored down with all that.
She's not done. This is just a little wafer, a little hors d'oeuvre. I wrote this down last night, so in the middle of the night, so I would not forget it. I want to read this to you. The Lord kept putting this question on my heart. Why did we dance? Honest question, right? Maybe it was to advertise for a church or churches. No. Maybe it was to gather in unity as many churches as we could yesterday. A good thing, but no. Not the bottom line. Maybe it was to show that there's no racial, economic, or geographic divide in the body of Christ in Savannah. Well, that would have been a good thing, but no. Maybe it was to send forth an evangelistic message in the park. Yes, so good thing, but no, not the top thing. Maybe it was to show unity with believers all around the world, our Budapest brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, a good thing, but I don't think that's why we danced. So why did we dance? Here it is, I believe, in a nutshell. God told us to do it to bring praise to Him. Amen. Period. That's it. Shout joyfully to the Lord. all the earth, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. We've been doing that? Know that the Lord Himself is God. Was David teaching us this morning, Yahweh. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with
thanksgiving,
and into His courts with
praise.
Did that happen yesterday? Oh man, did it? Give thanks to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness is to all generations. Hallelujah. Praise be to His name. It was a privilege to be there with you. Some of you have been asking, what's the next thing? We don't know. We're leaving that in God's hands. We're going to enjoy God letting the dominoes just fall over as it ripples through this city. I grew up in Savannah. I can never remember anything like that happening in Savannah. Not the character. Yeah, more people have gotten together, more, but just to simply get no hook, no we want you to come to this church, or we want you to do this. You know, there was no offering taken. There was none of that. Praise be to the Lord. We're going to pray and open the altar today, and maybe you want to come today and pray and intercede. I know many of you were touched by people that came by. Yeah, we had opposition yesterday. Yeah, it was evident. But you know what? The Lord put a line around us, and He kept all that junk outside of us. But you know, we need to pray for the people who were represented by that junk, because they too need to come to see the Savior, the one whom God the Father sent, the Son, to be our Savior. So they can have the Holy Spirit of God tabernacling in them. They need what we have, don't they? And let's pray that today. I'm going to pray, and then we'll open this place for you to come and pray, and however God leads you today. Let's pray. Lord, we bless Your name, the name that is above every name. We thank You for letting us be a part of such an awesome experience yesterday with such simplicity. Praise and honor and glory to You. Now, Lord, we pray that You would conform us as Your people to You. Make our hearts right as we come confessing our need. Lord, we're praying for an outpouring of Your Spirit upon this city. Great power. And Lord, all of those things that we mentioned, we want to see the racial barriers go down in the city, the economic barriers go down, the denominational barriers go down, so that You may be exalted in this place. Come, Lord. Come. Lord, I pray for everyone that is here today. I ask You for each one, that You'd come right now in Your still, small voice.